by Jeanette Winterson, and it was produced by Emma Harding. And the essay is now available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page.
I am a Scot, but where am I from?
Scotland and all things Scottish.
We men with nasty big assumptions. And golf.
The award-winning author A.L. Kennedy reflects on what Scottishness means to her.
A big harvest moon over Nairn with the surf.
Is it the sense of humour?
The islanders on St Kilda, for example, had to use fulmars, a plentiful local seabird, for food, and even a revolting kind of clog. You just shoved your foot in one and did your best.
Or is it being doer?
It's even a Scottish word.
And then there's the tartan kilt.
Leather,
gay,
straight,
formal,
mini,
relaxed,
plain,
Celtic,
international,
goth,
cool.
A.L. Kennedy's essays, Homage to Caledonia.
I am a Scot.
Starting on Monday evening at 10:45.
But where am I from?
Here on BBC Radio 3.
From Scotland.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and now it's time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
James, thanks very much. Well, on World on 3 tonight, I've got music from Mali, Palestine, Argentina, Hungary, the US. Plus, with 12 days to go before the Games begin, Commonwealth Connections Episode 23 brings you music from the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati and Bangladesh in South Asia. And here in the studio, they might be out of the World Cup, but there is still much to celebrate. Brazil has been a great host to the football, and the country is still a nation rich with music. Here's Brazil's answer to Blondie, the fabulous Tulipa.
Megalomania.
Na pipa ele presta, ele paga caro.
What a way to start the programme. Contagious, harmonious and kooky. Tulipa and a song there called Megalomania. Some of you may have seen her at Rich Mix in Shoreditch on Wednesday night. It was a fantastic gig. Well, Tulipa and the band have stayed on in London for an extra couple of days so that she can be on the programme tonight. And we are thrilled to have her here. And we're going to be coming back to her in just a bit. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on Three. And this is a bit of tropipunk from Mexico's Los de Abajo. From the album Mariachi Beat, this is Me Dejo.
Se nos Marice, kako si smorenje, mogla bi te Marice ispred opređenje. Oj, curice Marice, kako si smorenje, mogla bi te Marice ispred opređenje. Ja sam mala Marice, ja sam veli brago, pa me voli Marice, išo kad si švago. Ja sam mala Marice, ja sam veli brago, pa me voli Marice, išo kad si švago.
The largely family enterprise Sondergo, the Hungarian crusaders of southern Slavic traditions and music. Maritze is a tune from their album Tambour Rocket Hungarian Fireworks, and it's a song about a girl that all the boys have the hots for, but who remains out of their grasp. Now, a couple of weeks back, I played a tune from these next two bands. The albums are just great. So here are two more tracks, starting off with classic New Orleans storytelling, Rattlin' Bones, from Preservation Hall Jazz Band, sung in a suitably gravelly voice by Freddie Lonzo.
Tell you it's true, and you would too if it happens to you. I spent the night on the graveyard there, and what I saw gave me a terrible scare. Rattling bones, rattling bones, creeping around from behind the headstones. If you don't want to see them, then you best stay home. No running round the rattling bones. You may not believe me, but I tell you it's true, and you would too. Happened to you. I spent the night in the graveyard there, and what I saw gave me a terrible scare. Rattling bones, rattling bones, creeping around from behind their headstones. If you don't want to see them, then you best stay home, 'cause there ain't no running from the rattling bones. Rattling bones, creeping around from behind their headstones. And if you don't want to see them, then you best stay home, 'cause there ain't no room.
running round a rattling ball.
Two, three, four.
Better get your luggage packed. Meet me by the railroad track. Flipping, jive and swing. Everybody jumping down in Palm Springs. Holler like a buckaroo. Playing tennis, swimming too. Listen to the cowboys sing. Everybody jumping down in Palm Springs. Snow is falling on the mountaintop, and the coyotes howling, wolf man, they never stop. If you want a dancing song, better bring some cash along. Crazy music is the thing. Everybody's jumping down in Palm Springs. Is falling on the mountaintop, and the coyotes howling, oh man, they never stop. If you want a dancing song, better bring some cash along. Crazy music is the thing. Everybody's jumping down in Palm Springs.
Let's sing it, boys.
Foot tapping, cocktail shaking, the two-man gentleman band and the Palm Springs Jump from their delightful album, enthusiastic attempts at hot swing and string band favourites. They're touring all over the UK from the 22nd of July to the 3rd of August. Go see them if you can. Well, it's time to welcome back Tulipa. She's here in the studio with her brother Gustavo Ruiz on guitar, Marcio Aranches on bass and Caio Lopez on drums. And they're going to kick off with this song called E, meaning is. A song there called A, meaning is, and it's a song, I believe, that is about a modern love affair. Well, Tulipa is joining me here at the table, but let me explain, before I start talking to Tulipa, that there will be two other voices here as well. There's Eloisa Aidar, who's also coming with Tulipa from Brazil, and she's going to help translate my questions. And then Jodie Gillett, who's our local resident Londoner, a great Portuguese who's going to interpret what Tulipa says. So, bem-vindo, Tulipa. Boa noite a você.
Boa noite, Lopa. É um prazer estar aqui. Estou muito feliz mesmo.
Tulipa's very happy to be here.
It's great to have you back on the program, Tulipa. It's been 3 years since you were here last, and you've been really busy.
Really busy. Yeah. 3 anos depois e que demais te reencontrar e que bom... tocar ao vivo aqui com a banda. A primeira vez a gente veio com violão, só eu e o Gustavo, voz e violão, e agora a banda toda.
Yeah, Tulipa is super happy to be back. It's been 3 years and she's really delighted to be here with the full band, because I think last time she did the session it was just an acoustic session.
Da próxima vez a gente vem com meu pai, a outra guitarra da banda.
Next time they'll be here with her father, who's the other guitarist in the band.
Tulipa, in those 3 years though, you have been doing a lot of gigs. I mean, more than like 150 a year, is that right?
Tem sido uma correria, a gente tem feito um monte de show mesmo, mas eu acho que isso é fundamental para a nossa formação como banda, como músico, como ser humano. A gente está na maior malhação na estrada.
Yeah, they've been doing an amazing amount of gigs, but it's very, very important, it's fundamental for the development of the band and as artists to really keep out and keep playing.
Ephemera, the album you brought out, your debut album in 2010, huge acclaim. It must have been really difficult to think, what do I do with the next album?
Me perguntaram, assim que saiu o Ephemera, nos primeiros minutos de vida dele, já me perguntavam sobre o meu segundo álbum.
Yeah, like as soon as Ephemera, Tulipa's first album was released, people were already asking about the second album.
Aí eu decidi que essa pergunta não ia me assustar, senão eu ia ficar louca.
So she decided, I'm not going to get surprised or shocked by that. I'm not going to go crazy with that question.
Então, a única... Eu me comprometi, a promessa que eu fiz para mim foi que no processo do segundo disco, eu queria desfrutar de todo o processo. Eu queria fazer um disco que eu curtisse em primeiro lugar.
So she really made a decision that for the second album, she was going to enjoy the process of making that album, not to feel rushed.
E eu acho que as coisas aconteceram bem pro segundo disco por conta disso, porque... Eu mesma não tinha expectativa em relação a ele.
And she feels that it's really come out all good because she didn't put any pressure on herself about what it was going to be.
But it's a lot more funky and it swings an awful lot more than Ephemera. It's like this full fat album of music.
Uau, Lopa, funk album. Eu gostei. Eu acho que o Tudo Tanto, ele é um resultado direto do Ephemera. Ele é uma consequência do Ephemera. Ele é uma consequência desse tanto de show que a gente fez.
This album, Tudo Tanto, is a direct kind of descendant of Ephemera, of the first album. And it really comes out of all the shows that they did for the first album.
Eu acho que as músicas, elas vão mudando durante, quando elas estão na estrada. Elas vão ficando mais fortes. Ter ficado um pouco heavy a consequência da estrada.
So maybe like through all those songs that they were doing live, the sound kind of got heavier, it got stronger, and that kind of flowed into the second album.
And am I right in saying that Gustavo, your brother Gustavo, produced this album?
Yeah.
So that must have had an influence on the whole sound of it, because he's been playing with you for the last however many years.
Gustavo foi produtor desse álbum. E ele teve alguma influência, uma consequência disso, porque ele tá tocando com você nesses 3 anos. Esteve presente na estrada.
A gente escuta, eu e o Gustavo, a gente escuta música junto desde pequeno.
Yeah, because Gustavo and Tulipa have been listening to music together since they were very small.
A gente cresceu ouvindo os mesmos discos. Então ele sabe, eu sei exatamente que tipo de música ele gosta ou vai gostar, e ele também. Em relação a mim.
So they grew up listening to the same records, they know each other's taste very, very well.
E aí a gente começou a trabalhar junto, então a gente acabou ficando no mesmo processo de criação.
So they work extremely closely together, the creative process is very tight.
Então a gente está no maremoto junto, então as coisas acontecem de um jeito...
Tsunami.
muito prático entre a gente. Acho que por conta dessa proximidade de repertório.
Yeah, so the repertoire has grown like a tsunami between the two of them. It's all come together.
So this next song you're going to sing, Like This, is one of the songs from the album. Tell me a little bit about it.
É uma parceria com Wilhan Ersain, que é um turco-americano, que é lá do Nublu, de Nova York.
She did with Wilhan Ersain. She is one of the leader band of Wax Poetic from Nublu, from New York.
E ele me mandou uma base e me pediu para inventar alguma coisa em cima dessa base.
So he sent the basic track and Tulipa created everything on top of that.
E num primeiro momento ele me mandou essa base e eu acabei esquecendo dela. E aí no dia que a gente teve ensaio, eu não sabia que era o dia do ensaio. E eu tive que preparar alguma coisa em 2 horas.
And then somehow when it came to recording it, she completely forgot what she'd already prepared and she put together something in 2 hours.
Então é uma música que nasceu absolutamente na pressão.
So it's a song that's born under pressure.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Posso inventar
just shows what you can do when you're under pressure. A song called Like This, a song written and recorded by Tulipa on the fly. More from Tulipa and the band in about 20 minutes' time. Plus, some fantastic music from Bangladesh, our Commonwealth Connections feature tonight, and some punk-edged rockabilly from a man named Petunia. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. Studio Bogolan, in the heart of Bamako, Mali, a country which many say is the heart of music in Africa, is celebrating 15 years of being in the business. Artists such as the late, great Ali Farka Touré, Amadou and Mariam, Umu Sangare, Bjork, Didi Bridgewater, Damon Albarn, and many, many more have all walked through its doors and come out with often award-winning recordings. So to mark the occasion, they've released Mali All-Stars Bogolan Music, a two-CD box set that includes a DVD with archive footage of some of the sessions that have taken place at the studio. This is one of the tracks, Berbere, from two legends, songwriter and musician Idrissa Soumaoro and Malian bluesman Ali Farka Touré.
Thank you.
Andean folk singer Micaela Chauque and lending her crystalline voice to Argentinian electro folk music explorers Tremor and Huella, Huella, one of the songs on their album Proa. Well, heading way out to sea now from Buenos Aires to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, near where the international dateline splits time into the past and the future. Kiribati. David Katuata is a weightlifter, and he became the first person from Kiribati to formally qualify for the Olympic Games in 2012. So who better to ask to choose this week's heritage track, which of course is part of tonight's Commonwealth Connection, a piece of music that inspired him to push harder and faster.
My name is David Katuatau, and I'm from Kiribati. I represent my country at the Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games and World Champions. I feel proud and excited. I like the fast music. Rough talks. Yeah, rough talks. Salute, salute. Always like. You have to move it fast too. Like you, if like we're lifting, if you move fast, you get the move. It's explosion, speed and power. That's why I want speed every time when I'm training. Rough talks is the best in weightlifting music.
Very happy David Katuata. He's chosen Rough Dogs and Salute. David is the Olympic weightlifter and this week's sporting hero, chosen to pick the heritage track as part of our landmark Commonwealth Connection series, where we've been bringing you the music of all 53 member nations of the Commonwealth in the lead up to the Games in Glasgow, due to start in just 12 days' time. And that's when you'll see many of the athletes who've been part of our series carrying their flags into the stadium, ready to compete, and no doubt psyching themselves up with music beforehand, such as David's choice there. If you go to bbc.co.uk/radio3 and click on downloads, you can remind yourself of who we've heard from already, because amongst all the programmes you can download, you'll see the Commonwealth Connections link with heritage tracks and features played so far on the programme. There are also pictures, blogs, sessions from our archives and a whole lot more. Right, back to the music now. First up, Congolese singer Niasoni, who some have called the Afro Sade, and you'll hear why in a moment. And that's followed by Cape Verde's Dino Santiago and harmonies reminiscent of the Boys to Men. So here's Niasoni and a song called I Know You. We'll be right back.
Cantadeira, fechando teu coração, nos mostraste tão bela dança. De uma vida a sorrir, mas sem nunca sentir que o teu amor foi nossa herança. Cantadeira, julgaste não merecer tão abençoado destino. De uma vida a sorrir, mas sem nunca sentir que o teu amor foi nossa herança. Rezaste e cantaste um fado magoado. num mundo de contraste, onde um abraço é negado. Rezaste e cantaste um fado magoado, e neste grito do silêncio ouvi a voz de um outro lado. Vem e vai.
A song of inheritance from Portuguese-born Dino de Santiago, who reclaimed his Cape Verde heritage and named himself after his ancestral home on the island of Santiago. His album, Eva, oozes soul and love, and that was Herança de Uma Cantadeira, the inheritance of a washerwoman. Well, time to return to my guest tonight, São Paulo's Tulipa, who's been flying the Brazilian flag for us tonight. And they're going to kick off with another song. This time it's a cover and it's called Da Maior Importância.
Igual sempre um homem para uma mulher. Há 10 mulheres para cada um. Uma mulher é sempre uma mulher. Etc e tal. Assim como existe o disco voador e o escuro do futuro, pode haver do que está dependendo.
Well, it's midnight, and that was Tulipa singing us into the witching hour with a cover of a Caetano Veloso song called Da Maior Importancia. Tulipa, tell me about the influence of Meredith Monk. I mean, who is she, and why has she played such a big part in your sort of artistic career?
Well, Meredith Monk é uma cantora, uma instrumentista da voz, uma experimentadora da voz, que eu sou muito fã.
Meredith Monk is she's an experimenter, a vocal experimenter that Tulipa loves very much.
E uma vez eu fui num show dela em São Paulo, e esse show me deixou muito, eu fiquei muito mexida com esse show, porque ali, foi só a partir dali que eu consegui entender que o palco é um lugar sagrado.
So Tulipa saw Meredith Monk play a show in São Paulo and she was just incredibly moved by the performance and she understood in that moment that the stage is sacred and since then for Tulipa the stage has been a sacred space.
E que independente da técnica, a música é uma coisa absolutamente espiritual.
And that apart from technique, music is a totally spiritual thing.
So where has your singing style come from? Because, I mean, it's pop, it's opera, it's very distinctive. You really play not only with your voice, but with your performance.
Jesus Christ, de Nazaré. Eu acho que acaba sendo resultado de todas as coisas que eu ouvi. Eu gosto, eu me inspiro muito em todas as coisas que eu escuto e gosto.
It's really a combination of all the things that Tulip has ever heard, and it's, yeah, channeling everything she loves and has heard, listened to.
Eu estudei canto lírico na adolescência, mas eu sempre escutei música popular brasileira minha vida inteira. Então, eu gosto de imaginar que são plugins que eu tenho e que eu posso acessar a qualquer momento.
So, Tulip studied lyrical singing, canto lírico, as when she was younger, and then she's a pop singer now. So she feels like she's kind of plugging into all these different influences.
Can we go back to this last album, Tudo Tanto? There's a song on it called Cada Voz. And it was picked by the Guardian newspaper here in the UK as one of the best compositions of 2012. What made it such a standout song for you?
Cada Voz, música do seu álbum Tudo Tanto, foi escolhida pelo jornal The Guardian como uma das melhores músicas de 2012. O que você acha disso e por que essa música em particular no seu repertório foi escolhida?
A gente ficou totalmente feliz e impressionado com essa notícia. Foi uma grande surpresa quando a gente entrou nessa lista, que é muito importante.
Yeah, obviously we were really thrilled when we heard about this Guardian list, and it was a big surprise for us.
E essa é uma música especial para mim porque eu consegui juntar uns amigos de São Paulo, uma banda de São Paulo que eu gosto muito, que é o São Paulo Underground.
So Tulip had called some artists that were friends from a group called the São Paulo Underground.
E que tem trompetista que eu gosto muito, que é o Rob Mazurek, que mora nos Estados Unidos.
And their trumpeter is Rob Mazurek, who lives in the United States.
Eu acho que essa música ela ficou um pouco inclassificável. Ela não é MPB, ela não é exatamente um rock and roll. Ela tem uma característica experimental que fez com que ela viajasse. Talvez mais do que as outras.
So it's a record that's really hard to label. It's not rock and roll, it's not MPB, it's a bit experimental, so maybe that's why it really traveled far.
And MPB is obviously música popular brasileiro.
Yeah.
Is that right? Popular Brazilian music. Now, tell me, Tulipa, you have over 50,000 people on your Facebook. Is that right? More than 50,000 likes. You download, you allow your songs to be downloaded for free, and yet you also bring out your albums in vinyl. How do you marry the two, this grand breadth of marketing from the old style and the new style?
Eu acho que antigamente o perfil do ouvinte, ele era muito mais simples.
So before, the role of the listener was much more simple.
A pessoa te ouvia no rádio ou na televisão e ia na loja e comprava seu disco.
So the listener just heard your song on the radio or the TV and then they would go and buy your song.
Hoje em dia a gente tem gente que só escuta música do iTunes, tem o cara que só escuta vinil, tem gente que só ouve música no YouTube.
So there's some people now, you have some people that just listen on iTunes, other people that just listen on vinyl, other people who listen on YouTube.
Então, eu quero que minha música seja acessível a todos esses perfis.
So Tulipa says she wants her music to be accessible to all those kinds of people, all those publics.
E eu acho que o download gratuito, ele é um início de uma relação do fã com o artista.
So she's using the free download as the first step in the relationship with that fan.
Se a pessoa te escuta uma vez e gosta, ela vai te escutar mais vezes e vai acabar indo no seu show. E aí, uma história de amor começa.
So, that person, you know, after the free download, they're going to listen to more and more things. And then they're going to come and want to see you live. So, the free download is the first step in that love story.
That's fantastic. Tulipa, tell me, what are you working on now? Have you got any collaborations coming up? Are you working on the next album?
The next album, a gente começa a pensar nele em dezembro, no fim do ano, e lança ele em 2015. Então, até o final do ano, eu tô totalmente tudo tanto.
So, yeah, they're thinking about starting to maybe record the album at the end of this year and to release it in 2015. So, the rest of 2014 is all about Tudo Tanto.
Eu acho que um disco, ele tem um tempo de vida muito grande, o mundo é muito grande, o Brasil é muito grande. Tem lugares que a gente não chegou ainda no meu próprio país. Então, eu acho que eu tenho que trabalhar um disco com muita calma e carinho para poder passar para próximo disco.
Yeah, because there's really like this record still has a lot of to give. They've many places in Brazil that they haven't toured yet, even though they've toured a lot in Brazil. There's places around the world they're yet to go, so there's still a lot in Tudo Tanto to share.
Now, this last song you're going to do for us, Sushi. That's got to be because Sao Paulo has the largest Japanese community outside of Japan.
Japanese,
Fantastic sushi. Is this is it one of your favorite foods in Sao Paulo? Is that where we should go to eat good Japanese food these
good
days?
Good Japanese in São Paulo. Eu gosto muito de sushi e gosto muito dessa música também, que é uma parceria minha com meu pai.
Yeah, there's great sushi in São Paulo, and this is a lovely song as well that Tulipa wrote with her father.
E ele que colocou o nome, o título é dele.
And he gave it the title.
Oh. Well, Tulipa, thank you very much for joining us on the program tonight.
Thank
it's been an absolute
Lupa.
Joy.
Hey,
obrigada a Gustavo, a Caio e Márcio. Obrigada a vocês. And here is sushi.
Yeah, let's go. Beijo pra galera do Brasil.
Estar sem despertar ao te dar meu coração. Falhei, deixei porta aberta. Você alegou foi rejeição. É isso que dá contar com o certo. Nem sempre o amor se encontra tão perto. Cheguei a uma ilha deserta. Eu sei que a resposta correta pode não ser a solução. Viver ao teu lado não dá futuro. Fiquei deslumbrado, a princípio eu juro. Então vem, chega mais perto. Devolve já meu coração. Que tal sair desse aperto e decretarmos solidão a dois? Querida, é mais fácil vivermos solteiros em festas, confusões. Querida, é mais lindo juntarmos dinheiro, embarcarmos pro Japão. Sushi, shabá. Dollar.
A beautiful song there, Sushi. Thanks once more to Gustavo Ruiz on guitar, Marcio Aranches on bass, Caio Lopez on drums, and of course the captivating Chiripa on amazing vocals. Thanks very much, guys. This is World On Through with me, Lopa Kotari. If you missed any of that session with Chiripa or want to listen to it again, you can. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 and hit the listen again button. There are also some photos of Chiripa here in the studio and tonight's playlist as well. Now, this next trio of tunes takes you from some modern hillbilly rock down a psychedelic spiral till you arrive in a very, very odd place that you may well not enjoy. But that said, I'm going to play it anyway. So we start with The One Thing from a man from Quebec who, like Chiripa, was named after a flower. He's called Petunia, and here he is with his band, The Vipers.
Ciao, ciao.
Three songs there, starting with Petunia and the Vipers and The One Thing, then some psychedelic pop, Wait 10 Months More from the Cambodian Space Project and their debut album 2001, A Space Odyssey, that came out a few years ago. And finally, what I can only describe as radioactive cumbia from a disturbingly strange album from Colombia's synth kings Meridian Brothers called Salvadora Robot. And so to something altogether more harmonious. Bangladesh is our feature this week on Commonwealth Connections. Producer Laura Metcalf headed out there a few months ago for a journey into a treasure trove of mystical Bengali folk music. Her voyage began with Baby Akhtar, a wonderful singer. I heard her perform in Dhaka a few years ago, and the way she completely lost herself in the music reminded me of a young Abida Parveen. Here she is.
My name is Dewan Baby Akhtar. Everyone knows me as a folk singer. My father used to listen to a lot of music. He was a musician and he always wanted me to sing. I also play the violin, so when I was younger, my father would play the harmonium and I would play the violin and we would sing together. That's how I started learning these songs. When I perform, I have to get lost in the music to really express what you want to sing and portray the songs to the world. So I get lost in myself when I sing. Bhatiali are usually river songs. The words of this song say, "Oh my beloved, you are on the other side of the river. It's the river of love. I cannot get there without having wings to fly to you. So it is my fate to be apart from you." Bhatiali songs usually relate to the river and the longing of those set apart by fate.
Bye. I'm Nazrul Islam. I'm her husband, wife.
I am Nazrul Islam. I'm married to Baby. Our relationship began through music. She started singing since she was a child, and I started playing drums and other instruments since my boyhood.
Bhatiali bishoto holo amader tinta elaka mention ache.
Most of the Bhatiali songs come from three districts, which are commonly known as downstream areas of Bangladesh. Bhati means downstream. So the word Bhatiali means songs of the downstream. When you travel by boat, it takes a long time to get from one place to another. In that time, the Bhatiali songs are sung. And in that time, they also write and compose the songs. As well as Bhatiali, there is another style of song called Shari, which all the boatmen sing when they are rowing together for more force. It is usually performed in groups. So many different types of music are inspired through the river. It is hard to separate nature and musicians in this country. Most music is inspired by nature. Because Bangladesh has an abundance of rivers, we are constantly inspired by water. It is not just an inspiration to the mind, but the tradition of music.
The term Baul means someone who seeks. He seeks for himself. He always looks for the answer to the question, who I really am. My guru's teaching says, when an ill wind blows, the bird flits out of the cage. Those who have attained self-awareness, they can actually predict on which particular day their birds are leaving their cages, meaning, when are they going to die? My name is Abdul Rab Fakir. I have taken up this way of life since 1972. When I was a child, my father used to take me on a bicycle to the shrine of Lalon Shai. He loved the songs of Lalon and all his followers. From then on, I don't know how, I myself became a follower.
जाते चरण पाई भक्ति दाव है जाते चरण पाई जब भक्ति ते गु लाल निशाय जब भक्ति ते गु लाल निशाय
आजकल बहुत ऐसे होने बहुत पास है.
What we have learned comes from our gurus. Nowadays, people try to learn these things only through books. Students enroll in some institutions and learn a few songs of Lalon, and they think this is it. But what they really miss is the teachings of Lalon Shai and the path of self-awareness he has shown. That's why millions of people like me love and respect লালন শাই ফর হিজ উইজডম।
আসলে বাউল, এই বাউল হতে হলে তো সাজির ঘরে দাখিল হওয়া লাগে।
অ্যাকচুয়ালি টু বিকাম এ বাউল ইউ নিড টু সাবমিট ইউর সেলফ টু এ শাই অর এ গুরু, ইউ হ্যাভ টু বিকাম এ ডিসাইপল। আই হ্যাভ ডিভোটেড মাই সেলফ টু মাই গুরু, দ্য টিচিংস অফ মাই গুরু সে ইউ ক্যান অ্যাটেইন দ্য স্টেট অফ পারফেক্টনেস ওয়েন ইউ ওয়ার্শিপ দ্য হিউম্যানিটি।
বাউলদের একটা মানে ভক্তি আছে সকাল সন্ধ্যা।
হোয়াট দ্য প্র্যাকটিস ইজ মোর অফ এ রিলিজন, ইট ইজ কল্ড হিউম্যানিজম গাইডেড বাই ইউর গুরু। The Bauls have their own prayers, just like the Muslim prayer of 5 times a day. Every dawn and dusk, the Bauls pray for their gurus. They bow their heads in respect. In addition, they also salute to all the gurus across the world, all the saintly people, and all the men of knowledge. This song that I sing has many layers of meaning. It is about secrets of the body. It is a song for the younger ones and the newlyweds who have just discovered sexuality. The song basically cautions against having too much sex and it urges for restraint. The song tells, don't rush, take your time. It says, when the rivers fill up with water after the rain, the boys and girls frolic in it, but then they catch cold. So don't stay in the water too long and catch cold. No medicine will work if you stay too long in the water. Lalon Shai says, stop frolicking now, for there is still time for you to be in control.
Thank you.
Bangladesh, our Commonwealth Connections feature tonight. You can read producer Laura Metcalf's blog on our website about overcoming the heat and traffic to float on a river of music from the rooftops of Dhaka. Next week, it's episode 24 of 26. Zambia is our feature, and champion weightlifter Venatius Njue gives us his heritage track that best describes his country, Cameroon, and what music means to him. Now, Tidis is a Sahrawi band. All the members of the group live in the refugee camps of Tindouf in Algeria. Their album, Soundtracks, came out a few years ago, and it's a wonderful blending of traditional Sahrawi music and more contemporary blues. This song is Istanfar, Rise Up.
الشاطئ الآخر.
A bit of Arabic electro chillout music from Camilla Jubran and Werner Hassler. That's on Rough Guide to Palestine. Well worth a listen. And that's all we have time for tonight. I'm Lopa Qatari. Thanks for listening. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be here, joined by Kanun virtuoso Maya Yusuf, who some of you may have heard on Lake Junction the other night. I'll be back on the 25th when both Marianne and I will be coming to you live from this year's WOMAD Festival in Charlton Park. I hope we're going to see many of you there. To play us out tonight, I've got an Azerbaijani love song sung by the absolutely beautiful voice of Aygün Bayramova. She's one of Azerbaijan's leading female singers, and she's been a soloist with the State Opera House for the last 10 years. This is Nechun Galmaz. Till I see you at WOMAD. Goodbye. Çünkü gelmez, ne için gelmez?
gelmez, ne için gelmez.
Könülde ahu zarım var, ne sabri kararım var. Könülde ahu zarım var, ne sabri kararım var. Gelmez, ne için gelmez, ne için gelmez.
This is BBC Radio 3. Hello, I'm Katrina Young with Music Through the Night, beginning with a trip to the Mazovia Ghost Baroque Festival in Poland. As ever, the 2013 event attracted performers from all over the world. Tonight's ensemble is Les Ambassadeurs, which was founded in 2011 by the French conductor and flautist Alexis Kosenko. They based their programme on Handel. They also offered music by two of his lesser-known contemporaries, Jan Zelenka and another flautist, Johann Kvanz, which later gave Alexis Korsenko a chance to appear as soloist as well. Also on stage was the contralto Delphine Galou. You'll hear her in a moment, but they began with a Handel overture.